Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Amen. How are you guys doing tonight? Good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I want to say good evening and welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is good to see each and every one of you tonight. And I want you to know that it is just a blessing to be in the house of God. Amen. I want you to know that one of the greatest kings that ever lived in the Bible, King David, who had all kinds of stuff and had a great kingship and just ruled the country well and was a very powerful, powerful man. He came down to the epitome of life and he said, let me tell you something. My greatest thought is that I want to make sure that I get to be a part of the household of God. Amen. In fact, one time he said, listen, I would rather be a gatekeeper. I would rather be a greeter at the house of God and a gatekeeper and just open the doors and just get the opportunity to open the doors for people to come into the house of God. I would rather do that than be anything else in the world. Even his kingly authority to him didn't measure up to opening a door to let people into the house of God. So I want you to know something. When you find salvation through Jesus Christ, and when you can look and say, hey, I'm confident that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of my life, let me tell you something. You have gained the most important thing you'll ever receive in this life. Amen? Jesus himself said that it would be a shame for us to gain the whole world and lose our soul. Amen? Now, I want you to know God wants you to be blessed. He really does. And I want you to enjoy the life you get to live, but I want you to also never lose sight of the most amazing thing we have, and that is the love of God through Jesus Christ. Amen? So let's just worship the Lord tonight.
Y'all ready to worship him tonight? Amen.
Fountain I drink from, oh, he is my song. let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down.
Gone. I'm no longer a slave. When I
Just you.
just want you, our hearts cry.
And all I need is you. And all I see is you, just you, just you.
Jesus, come into this place, just you, just you. Every broken place mend, we pray in Jesus' name, Lord God. Every hurt place heal. Father, we pray. Every person that doesn't think they're enough, we just come against that right now. They are the child of the living God. So important to you that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for them. I don't think there's anybody more important than them. So every bit of self-doubt, come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I come against the spirit of suicide right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak life to that person or that those people, whoever this is, Lord God, I just come against it. In the name of Jesus, it must go. We speak life, we speak peace, we speak joy. Lord, we speak a strength in them that comes from you, that allows them to stand up and pick up a phone, that allows them to stand up and walk to somebody, that allows them to get out of that thing that they're in. Lord God, that enemy can no longer speak to them in the name of Jesus. They will live and they will not die. They will declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you right now. We thank you and we praise you that it's done. Lord, I believe not one lost to it, not one, not one. Father, I thank you even now. You're strengthening them. You have saved another one out of the pit of hell, Lord. And we thank you. Let salvation come unto them. Surround them with people known by your name that love you, that just don't speak it, but Lord God, their heart breathes it. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
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 And clap. But keep that music. Just keep that music going for a minute. Hallelujah. Sue, why don't you come up here right now? Hallelujah. Praise God. I told you at the end of service, but I just feel like the presence of the Lord is here right now. Amen. Amen. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you need that voice to be able to keep someone else in line. And so I'm just asking God to just restore and flood it in. Amen. Father, in the name. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else here that needs prayer? If you're feeling sick or you got any issues going on, pain, I'll pray for you right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Lord is present to heal and to set free. Hallelujah. Father, right now, I just put Brother Bob before you, God. And Father, I just pray for strength, God, and healing to continue to come upon him, Father. Lord, I thank you for total restoration and recovery in Jesus' name. Amen. And God, right now, I just pray for John and his family, Father, that God, this passing of a loved one, God, I pray for grace and strength upon this family and over this whole household, God. Father, and I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just pray for Donna right now, Father, Lord, that you are just strengthening her, God. Father, that during this time, God, Father, something, God, that nobody can put words to, Father, when these things are happening, Father, that you just strengthen and empower with grace and mercy, Father. And Lord, for her and her family, I just pray, God, that you would just bless them and strengthen them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Father God, I just pray right now for Nate. I thought I saw you come in. I pray for Nate, and I thank you that his lungs are recovered. Father God, I thank you that the damage is reversed, that you touch them, you move on them, he can breathe freely. Father God, that the enemy has tried to come and take, but you have come and you have brought life and life more abundantly, Lord. And so therefore we know your word says by the stripes of Jesus he is healed. And Father, we thank you that those lungs have fully recovered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Jesus is good all the time. Amen.
Amen. All the time, and he is good. I can't.
Amen.
You say it in Africa. I can't remember what to say now. See, it's been a while since I've been there. Praise the Lord. It is his nature.
Amen.
Amen.
It's his nature. Amen.
He can't help himself.
Amen.
I've been thinking a lot on this because, you know, we don't really just have a thought of what this is because of the way we think. But could you imagine, no matter what somebody did, no matter what, loving them anyway, no matter what. Mm-hmm. Now, I can imagine it now when I was younger. And I was just saved. It blows my mind even still today.
Amen.
Like, how can we mess up the way we do? And God just says, it's okay. Mm. And brings us in and hugs us and said, I've forgiven it. Move on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How is he is such a loving, it's his nature. It's who he is. He can't be other than who he is. Amen? Amen. And he just loves. Listen, it don't matter what you've done. Don't matter where you've been. Doesn't matter where you've gone. You don't know our story. You don't know where we've been, what we've done, what's going on in our lives.
Hallelujah.
And let me tell you what, he hasn't always been perfect.
I was about to say,
wait a minute. That's meant honey, that he's perfect now. He is not perfect.
Who I am.
Ooh, that went too far.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Ah, praise God. You gave it up right there, baby.
Karen, no.
You proclaimed it. He has not always been perfect. That's a declaration that I am today. Praise God.
I meant to say, okay, all of you know him, know he's not perfect. I meant to say he's not always been the man he is today.
Amen.
I've not always been the woman I am today.
Amen.
I've been broken, beat down, hurt. He has been the same. Mm-hmm. Anger, issues, violence. Mm-hmm. Like to look at him now, you would think, not that
not
face.
Me.
Yes.
Amen.
There's sometimes it wants to bring violence out of me, but I hold myself in because Jesus is my strength.
Praise the name of the Lord.
That was a joke for anybody that doesn't know us.
It's a joke.
Hallelujah. Joke, live streamers.
Amen.
Amen. No, but I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. Jesus went to the cross for you.
Amen.
Jesus died for you.
Amen.
Amen. That's the only way to heaven, one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I didn't make it up. I didn't make the rules, which I like to make the rules in my house.
Amen.
I didn't make the rules
Hallelujah.
For the kingdom of God. There's one way. Mm-hmm. It's Jesus.
Amen.
And he's made a way for all to come to him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Anybody and everybody, Amen. If you are a whosoever.
Amen.
He's for you. Amen?
Amen. Praise God.
Woo!
Woo! Amen, baby.
Amen. We're coming off of a good weekend. We went and saw.
Yes,
some of you know who Pastor Willie Pridgen is. His dad was here a couple weeks ago, Pastor Billy, giving a word to us. He's skinny and he's got that longer beard, but he's got really no hair on top. That's Pastor Billy. We went down and saw his son get married, it was a good time, and it was awesome to see Pastor Billy actually married his son, did the ceremony.
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
Amen.
Fighting
Amen.
Back tears. We thought we was going to have to run up and give him some tissues.
Amen.
But he did good. Mm-hmm. But they all send their love. They love y'all.
Amen.
They do. And
I heard that you guys had a
yes.
very good service and that Pastor Amen. Jared preached a good word.
Amen.
So we're excited about that. Amen.
And I heard Mr. Shane did a great job with offering.
I
good
heard
job,
that he did
Shane.
Amen.
Awesome.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
You don't know how peaceful and relaxing it is to know that you can go away and everything's taken care of. There's
Amen.
Not one thought that something's not taken care of, or nothing's going, or something's going to happen, or anything like that here when we leave.
Amen.
And it is such a good feeling to know that when we leave here, it's all in good hands, and you guys got it. The gospel's going to be preached, and it's going to be preached the way the word says it, and you guys are going to be fed.
Amen.
You're going to learn something.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we thank all of those that filled in. Well, what are we doing now? Easter sunrise service. We're going to start our first service at 7 o'clock.
7 a.m.
We're going to do communion.
Amen.
At our 7 o'clock service.
And then miracles. We're going to pray for people. So if you got anybody that's in need of prayer, bring them to that early service, and just in honor of what the Lord did for us. Amen.
Amen.
See, I remember that we're excited because through the cross we receive salvation. Amen. But the Bible says that not only are we forgiven of our trespasses, but by his stripes we are healed. Amen.
Yes.
So we're just going to be believing the Lord for touching people that day. Amen.
Listen.
Hallelujah.
If it was available in the Bible and it happened in the Bible times, it's available to you.
Amen.
If Jesus did it, you can do it too.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
As a matter of fact, he said, even greater.
Don't you say it.
Works.
Oh,
isn't it your message?
Huh?
Even greater works than these, because he goes to the Father, sits on the right hand for us.
Amen.
And since he's up there, there's greater works that we do in his name. It's not us. It's him.
Hallelujah.
Understand, it's all him.
Mm-hmm.
But miracles are for today.
Yes.
If you need a healing, if you need a touch from God, even before Jesus came to the earth, you could go to the synagogue on certain days and be healed.
Amen. Absolutely.
Healing has always been provided for by the Lord. It has never went away, and it's still here, and God still does it today.
Yep.
Amen?
Amen.
So if you got something going on, I'll come out that morning and be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I'm speaking it.
Amen. Praise God.
Man, I'm a little fired up tonight. Evangelist Mark Dunphy. How many?
Yes.
We're excited about Evangelist Mark Dunphy being with us. He's going to be here Thursday, May 27th. That's a good weekend.
Hallelujah.
He might be watching. You better watch it.
I know, yeah.
Sometimes he jumps on there.
Amen.
I'm sorry, Pat. I'm sorry, Brother Mark. He don't sound nothing like you if you are watching. Next members.
I won't feed you lobster bisque when you come back to town either.
Oh my God. You guys know.
Don't ever take a guy from Maine where they get fresh lobster and stuff all the time. Don't ever take them out to a restaurant in Ohio and try to give them lobster bisque and think it's good.
And don't tell him how great it is before you get there either.
Mm-hmm. I made that mistake of telling him there was this restaurant and one of their signature dishes was lobster bisque. So I said, oh, it's so good. It's wonderful. And he took a bite and said,
he didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything.
Yeah. He's so sweet. You just have to know.
He
just put his spoon in it, and he just shoved it to the side and grabbed something else to eat like he was just doing it on, you know, just because he was eating something else. But it was so smooth. I'm the one who wouldn't let that go. I said, you don't like it, do you? Because I was rubbing it in somebody because I didn't like the restaurant we were at. So I was like, yes, I was right.
Have we been back there since?
No.
I don't think so.
Once.
Oh, we did go back once.
Yeah, but it was
and
funny.
Just, you confirmed that you didn't like.
He has a daily broadcast. If you don't follow him, you should. And listen to him. He goes live almost every day. And he even one day said something about that lobster bisque had a little turpentine put in it. Oh, sorry, Brother Mark. I didn't mean to try to sound like you.
Yeah,
it's contagious. It's Phil's fault.
You're teasing me and look at you.
I know it. Okay, so what else we have? New members class will be April 17th, 9 to 12.
Yes.
And remember to have people bring, you can go over that.
Okay, so now,
on
Easter Sunday, I want to remind you that during the main service, we're going to have a cross up here and a basket up here, and we're going to preach, and then I really believe that God is going to do something extraordinary for you. So if you have any need, what you're believing God for, something you need free from, something you need to just get set free from, or something that you're believing God for, I want you to know that I want you to, by faith, write that out and bring it, and we're going to put it at the foot of the cross, amen? Because we believe in the resurrection, healing power of Jesus, and I just believe that act of faith is going to just do something to really touch us and change some things for us, amen? So let's have our heart set on that and ready to go, and God's going to bless it, amen? praise the name of the Lord. And right now, I guess we're going to let those children go. They look like they're ready. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Larry before you, God. And God, we just pray for supernatural strengthening upon him, Father. Lord, we just pray for healing, restoration, and empowerment, God. God, this has been a battle, Father. And Lord, we pray that this would come to a close with healing and restoration, Father. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, and God, right now I put Brian before you, Father, that God, tomorrow as he goes, Father, for these procedures, Lord, that God, you will just touch every step of the process. Your hand will be upon every doctor, every nurse, every person involved, Father. And Lord, I thank you that these procedures will bring a conclusion, God, and healing would come, Father, because there's nothing that can be done, Father, that without your supernatural touch would bring it to the proper resolution. And we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, tonight, I'm just going to preach to you for just a few minutes on really having no condemnation and patience. Amen? Because I want to talk to you about something that I think is really critical because, oh, I forgot. I forgot to do the offering.
Can you do it at the end?
Yeah, I can just do it at the end if that's okay. Because I guess I'm already out here. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're just going to go ahead and continue in what we're doing. Just remind me at the end of service, like you guys do with the envelope wave, that I have to do the offering. But I just want to speak to you on this because, first of all, I want to remind us of something that's profound that the Lord says to us, because I really want us to settle down into something, because as believers, you know, I don't want us to have fear and condemnation overtaking us. Amen? And I want you to know something, that we need to live in the freedom and the liberty of the goodness of God. Amen? Now, first of all, I want you to know that we're going to talk on some subjects tonight, so I need you to know that we believe in holiness. Amen? We believe in living right. And I want you to make sure that you are a person that pursues living right for God. Amen? In fact, the Bible says, how do we express our love for God? By keeping his commandments. Amen? So we want to make sure we do that. But also, I want you to really grab a hold of something that I think is critical. And so I'm going to start with something here that I just want to read to you. I believe somewhere here in the book of Psalms, maybe. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, I want to go to Psalms 86, verse 15. It says, but thou, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant and save the son of thine handmaid. Amen. And then I want to read something else to you in the book of Psalms 51. And first of all, in verse 1, it says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. And then we're going to go down to verse 6. It says, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. hide thy face from my sins and blot out all of mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy spirit. Amen? I really want to grab a hold of this, and I really want to put this in your heart, because if we're not careful, Christians can succumb to condemnation. They can succumb to discouragement of failures, sinful activity, trying to be perfect and trying to do everything right, and you fall short. And I'm telling you, when that happens, we need to quickly repent and return to God. But what I want to break us from is condemnation and self-critiquing to the point that it could take you out of who you are in God. I want you to understand something, that God is not approving of our sinful nature. Well, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is not pleased or accepting of when we step out of line into these things that we do. But I will also tell you that the Bible says, he who is free indeed. Amen? Woo. And so I really want to talk to you about this, because this is the main scripture I want to share with you tonight. And then I'm really going to just dig in here and preach and teach to you some things here that I really believe that God is speaking to us. And I think it's critical for us to keep taking those steps. Do you know that the Bible says, from glory to glory? Have you ever wondered what that meant? It means that there is a realm of glory, peace, authority, a way that you can live when you're coming into your relationship with God, that God expects to continue to grow and get stronger and stronger over time. In other words, the person we are when we first step into Christ, even the Lord says what? That we are newborn babes that desire the sincere milk of the word. But then he says that we have to graduate and start eating meat, doesn't he? And then another scripture, he goes a step farther and he says, listen, when you were a child, you spoke and acted as a child. But there comes a time where we must put away childish ways. Now, the first thing I want you to know is that I don't want anybody to fall into condemnation about the places that we know we need to change to please God more. I don't want you to fall into condemnation about it because of this, first of all, this scripture right here, and then also what I want you to know that God thinks about us. It says here in Philippians chapter 1, it says in verse 3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Woo. Wow. I want you to understand something. That while we're on this earth, we are going to be on a continuous journey. Amen? I don't want you to ever get so confident that you think you're just going to arrive one day and you got it all under control, and you're just going to stay right where you're at, and everything's going to be perfect. I don't want you to think that way. Because the Bible says that we need to be confident in this, that the Lord who begun a good work in you is going to be faithful to finish it till the day of Jesus Christ. I want you to know something, that we should be growing in the Lord right up until the time we go to heaven. Amen? I want you to understand something, that I won't say his name, but there was a great
man of God that preached the gospel for years, and he had all kinds of crusades and saw great miracles, and he was getting up in the years, and there was people that took care of him, and he knew he was getting older, and he was anticipating making a transition from heaven to the other side. And this man had been in ministry for years. He was a man that would get up at 5:30 in the morning and start his Bible study and study every day till about 8:30. And he had lived this life for years. And one day they came in and he was crying. And they said, "Oh no, what's wrong? What's wrong?" And he said, "You know, I'm just crying because I realize that I'm getting ready to go see the Lord. And I really don't even know him yet." Woo, praise the Lord. I said, "Lord, help me." But his revelation was true, that we know in part while we're on this earth. But one day when we get there, we're going to know in full. And I say that to say this to you. Calm down. Take a deep breath. And rest in God's love for you. Now, this is not, I'm not one of these over grace preachers that's going to lie to you. "Well, your sins really don't matter. Hallelujah. You can go out and do whatever and you're still saved. And praise God, your sins today and your future sins are all forgiven." Listen, you shouldn't have a mindset of saying, "I'm going to continue to sin and I want to sin and I know it's forgiven." No, I want you to know that at some point, your sins should surprise you. "Well, I thought we were always going to be in sin." Well, then I guess we got to go to the book of 1 John and just rip the scripture out that says, "My children, if you sin." In other words, on the occasional time that you find yourself sinning against God, thank God you have an advocate in Jesus that you can ask for repentance and get redemption. Amen? But it should not be on a day-to-day basis that you get up thinking that you're full of sin, or you get up thinking that you're going to sin, or you get up wanting to sin. Oh, come on. If we love him, then we will do what he says. Amen? Remember, the one scripture in the book of Luke says what? "How can you come to me and say, 'Lord, Lord,' and not do what I'm asking you to do?" Amen? Now, what's so powerful about this is the blessing of what God asks us is that he loves us so much that he would never put something out there that's not attainable. And he loves us so much that he says, "I'm long-suffering and kind." And that's why he's made his covenant the way it is, that if we do mess up, we can repent. And he will put it as far as the east is from the west. In fact, he will forget about it, and you'll be the only one thinking about it. Like when I just read in Psalms, the psalmist did not say, "My sins are forever before you." He says, "I can always see my sins." You know, sometimes as Christians, we are still lamenting and crying about sins and living in condemnation. And really, you know, I had some guy tell me one time, he said, "Man, I've been praying about this for years." He said, "And I got to tell you, the first couple times I prayed about it, I felt God just lift that off of me. I felt so redeemed." And he said, "Now when I pray, I don't feel like I can hear anything from God." And I said, "Yeah, because now God don't know what you're talking about."
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I said, "When you repented, he washed it clean."
Yes.
He washed you whiter than snow. He eradicated that from off of your slate. So right now, you're the only one that's still dealing in your condemnation from what you did 20 years ago. Hallelujah. Praise God. And now it's time for you to shake that off. And it's also time for us that if we are currently struggling with something, don't hide it and don't pretend it doesn't exist. Remember, it says, "He who has begun a good work in you is faithful to perform it. Listen, when you first got saved, you got fully saved. But in your salvation, there are some things that are natures and characteristics of the old man that need to be cut out of you and redeemed, and you need to be renewed in spirit. Amen? Oh, come on. And I want us to know something, that just because we got struggles in our life, God is not against us. God is not holding your feet to the fire. The Lord is saying, come up here higher. Woo! Amen. He's saying to you, your thoughts are not my thoughts, and your ways are not my ways, but come up here. And if he asks you to come up here higher, guess what he's saying? You are not going to do this in your own strength or your own power. I'm going to do this with you and for you, and it's going to be my grace and my strength that's going to be setting you free. Amen. Hallelujah. See, I love to look at the fruits of the Spirit, because one of them is that you're gentle, right? And there's a whole lot of us that think, I was raised this way, I've been this way, I talk this way, love, compassion, all that little weird stuff, that's not in me, hallelujah. You are lying to yourself, because you're a new creature. And even if you have not walked in it for 30 years, 50 years, 60 years, 25 years, I don't care if you've not walked in it and you've been around for 80, 85, 90 years and you've never walked in it, I want you to know something, that he whom the Son sets free, woo! And when the redemption of the blood comes upon you, old things are passed away and everything becomes new. In other words, I want to tell you something now. Don't get mad at me, because I'm going to tell you straight, no matter if you get mad or not. And I'm also going to tell you straight because I love you. I would never degrade or devalue what you've gone through. Abuses are real. Hurts are real. And some things have come upon us by the attack of the devil, who never wanted us to truly discover who we were in God. So I would never minimize the abuses, the mistreatments, the difficulties, the rejections, the times you've been bullied, the times that you were shamed, the times where you were picked on, the times that words were used against you, the time that you've been abused and hit and broken. I would never take away from those things because they're real. But I will challenge you with the Word says. The Word says, that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And the Bible says that old things have passed away, all things become new, and it's up to you to submit these things to God and say, Father, I need you to remove the impact of what this had on my life. Hallelujah. Praise God. I need you to remove the impact. I don't want to tell that story, God. It's not about you. It's about me. It's a story about when I was 14 years old. I don't want to tell it, but I will. You know, I'm this bigger guy with this, well, short, but wider guy with this light voice, right? And I got to tell you that. One time when I was 14, there was a guy who was a friend of my mom's and my brother and all that. And for whatever reason, we thought he was a safe, nice guy, and to a degree he was. But what we did not know is that he didn't live a biblical lifestyle. And so when I got to his house, the person he referred to as his wife was just as manly as he was. So I was looking, because I thought, wow, okay, this is different. But then what happened was, this guy started trying to convince me that I was like they were. And he started trying to give me this identity that didn't belong to me. And he even put stuff on the television to see how I would react to it. And you know, I thank God that guess what? By the grace of the Spirit of the Lord, I didn't let that situation overtake me, and I didn't let that situation redefine me. And I would never hold that situation over anybody. In fact, I will tell you that one of the things the Lord has had me do is be very gracious and nice to people who live alternative lifestyles and love them and restore them and help them. And so what I want you to know is that I had to make a choice. I could be on the woe is me of this thing. I could be there telling you all the sob stories of what it did and how it broke me and all this other stuff. But here's what I can tell you. He whom the Son sets free. But see, I had to make a decision that no matter what anybody else said, whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. And I had to believe what God had to say about me. Amen? And so what I want to say to each and every one of us is that, first of all, sometimes because of what we go through, there's things that we deal with. And sometimes as Christians, even though we love God, we may have habits, addictions, we may have issues, anger, issue with different things that are in our life that we have to be bold enough to not be ashamed to say, Father, I can't handle this on my own, and I need you to help me. I need you to heal me. I need you to restore me. And one thing I need you to not do as believers is don't fall under condemnation. Fall into the confidence of God's love. Amen? Amen. In other words, what I'm telling you is that even when you got saved, you know, sometimes I'll have people say, well, you just don't understand what I've done. Well, you don't know my background. You don't know. And they're telling me the truth. I don't know. I don't know what they did on Saturday or Friday night. I don't know what they've been involved in. I don't know what they've went through. But what is so powerful is the very God who's tugging on their heart has not missed one moment of what you've been through, and he's still saying, I've chosen you. And please, I'm knocking at your door. Let me in to the needs of your life. Amen? Amen? Woo! Praise God. So I really want you to understand something. Being confident of this very thing, that he which begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus. What that really means is that from the time the Lord tugged on your heart and brought you towards him, even when we have setbacks, even if we started in church and then we walked away from God, even if we were going good for a couple years and then something happened and we backed up, fell down, didn't continue. Listen to me. I want you to understand something. He who begun. We've got to remember that he's the God that sees us in our greatest moments, and he's the God that sees us in our weakest moment. And guess what he says? Whether we're on the valley or on the mountain, he's not going to leave us or forsake us. Amen? Whether we're having our best day or our most difficult day, God is not going to leave us or forsake us. And when we don't know what to do, just lean into him. Just trust in him. Just believe in him. And don't let the voice of darkness speak to you in a negative way to bring you down. Amen. Man, I remember one time I was just young in the faith and I was doing good, but the devil was trying to remind me of my past, what I did, what I said, who I hurt, who I was mean to. And I know you guys don't think that I was ever those things, and thank God that that guy's dead. But the Lord was just, the devil was just trying to deal with me and bring condemnation on me. And he was trying to tell me who I was and what I was and what I would always be. Some of us may have been a liar in our past life. The devil may tell you, hey, you were and you always will be a liar. Come on. Some of us may have dealt with alcohol, and he might tell you, you're always going to be like this. Other addictions and just stuff that could be lingering in our life, and the devil tries to tell us, you're always, you're always, you're always, you're always. And one day I was just sitting there, and he was really pounding on me, and all of a sudden I went, oh, whoo! You are not just a liar, but you're the father of lies. And I mean, something came upon me, and I just said, boy, if you're trying to tell me all of these things that I'm not, because my Father in heaven would never talk about me this way, and if you're a voice trying to tell me all this, then what I know is the opposite of what you say is true. Woo! Praise God! And I want you to understand something. That God is speaking to us tonight to grab a hold of his goodness, grab a hold of who he is, and to know who you are. I can't wait till Easter morning, because we're going to preach something about knowing who God is and knowing who we are and why he went to the cross for us. Amen? And I want you to know something. It's time for you to receive the identity God has for you. He has done a mighty job with creation, hasn't he? And this past week, I was driving, and we were going through these mountains, and I was looking up saying, wow. And then I'd see the mountains, and when it wasn't raining, I'd see the sun a little bit, and I would just think, wow. But in the middle of that, I said, wow, you know, the Lord spoke these things into existence. But he never breathed his life into them. And he never gave them his identity. But with us, he not only breathed life into us, but he put his spirit in us when we get saved. And he says that I come and I live right inside of you. Amen. There's no other part of creation that can make that proclamation except for you. And I want you to know something. The Lord knows who we are. Yes. So just keep letting him work on you. Just keep bringing things to the Lord. And step by step, day by day, from glory to glory, have a confidence of who you are in God. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray tonight, God, that, Father, condemnation would not overtake any one of us, Father. Lord, that we would never allow the lies of the devil to resonate in our ears or in our heart more than the peace we should have in the goodness, the creation, the redemption, the redeeming, the saving, and the grace that you have put upon our life, Father. Lord, I just thank you for each and every one of us who you have touched, who you have redeemed. And Father, I thank you that each and every one of us should have a confidence that you're going to be faithful to complete what you began in us for all of our life, Father. We are yours. We are saved. We are blessed. And we are redeemed. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. I thought you were waving an envelope. But these are prayer requests, and then we'll still do offering. Praise God. Deborah, I'm putting you and your husband before the Lord right now. Father, God, you know what is needed for them, God. And Father, I pray right now that you just come in with your mighty ability, Father. Lord, with your grace, with your mercy and with the power of faith, just bring to pass whatever's needed, Father. And Lord, I pray for blessing and strength and goodness to be upon them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And just real quick here, I want to tell you that the Bible says this in Acts chapter 20. I've showed you all things, Acts 20, 35, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen? And I want you to know something, that I'm not just talking. I know we're taking up offering, but I just want you to think about being more blessed by giving than receiving. Make sure that you give time in prayer. Make sure that you give a kind word. Make sure that you give mercy, grace, forgiveness, long-suffering, gentleness, and kindness. Make sure that you give those things, because I tell you that the Bible says that to give is more blessed. Why? Because once you give, you cannot stop yourself from receiving the outpouring that God's going to bring upon your life. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray over the offering tonight, Father. Lord, that whether someone is giving a tithe or giving an offering, Father, Lord, whether they're sowing a seed for something, God, Lord, maybe they're releasing their faith to believe you for a certain thing, Father. Lord, I thank you that your word says that you will open the windows of heaven, Father. And your word says that you will pour out a blessing that they would not even have room enough to contain it all, Father. Now, Lord, I thank you that you protect us, you bless us, you keep us, God. And, Father, you increase us, Father, for your good and for your will to be done in our lives, Father. And, Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your offerings and your tithes to the front. Ooh, praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to say God bless you and thank you all for being here. And let's make sure that we are back here Sunday to worship the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.